Blondie and Call Me Kennedy Malloy. That was the Song Whisperer song, by the way.
We have a caller who says that Blondie nearly did die, and we'll tell you the circumstances, but okay. we'll check in with him afterwards.
In the meantime, is it?
Wow, yeah, it's a fascinating story. If it's true, we're just trying to see if it was verified.
Okay.
Would have been a great way to go out. You would have been canonised forever.
Yeah. Really?
Well, when I say great way to go out, like you obviously
you don't
want to
go out, but you know.
You know, it's just not ideal. Hey, have you been paying attention to
tonight?
I wonder
what our next guest thinks.
Who's on it?
You're on it.
Well, you're on it. Pete Hellier.
I'm a 50-50
chance. No, you've got to turn up.
Do you know what? I'm a loose cannon. I'm a free spirit. But I do what I want, Dave.
No, you're professional.
If the network promotes you, you've got to turn up. They're putting a lot of money on it.
We'll see how we go. But our next guest is Kitty Flanagan. How are you, Kitty?
Kitty, you've worked
I'm
with this
good.
Man before.
She'll turn
how
up. She's a yes man. She'll turn Kitty. Up and work for the man.
It's delightful to be on with you, Mick, and not have you complaining about not getting to be on. Have you been?
You know how much I love going on that show, and I can't wait to knock it about with you, Pete Hellier, Amanda Keller, and Ed Cavalier. So,
well, that's a pretty nice lineup. Yeah. I like to see all those people on my telly at night.
Well, you will indeed. So,
exciting teaser. We're doing Binge This tonight.
Oh, okay. My God. That's down my alley.
That was a joke,
binge
wasn't
this.
It? Was that? They only did that once, didn't they?
Really?
Binge This. It's back.
Crikey.
You're on after Bachelor in Paradise. May I ask, have you watched
So I'll be on all night
episodes?
Then. Can't
have. Kitty, have you copped an eye full of copped any of this show? Bloody hell. Do you know what's going on? It's insane.
It just seems to be the same as last time. I tuned in for a minute and just went, hang on. All these people are on last time.
Correct.
Kira's back again.
Kira's back again.
What about
She's
the guy
a dud.
Bawling
Sorry.
His eyes out?
Oh, yeah. Like, Jamie, because he's 40.
They don't bore their eyes out on Manus Island, let alone here on a contestant show, you idiot. What is wrong with you? Anyway.
Kitty, I know. Anyway, well, that's the big show you're following, and we can't wait to see on Have You Been Paying Attention. Yeah. And what has this been going on with you, Kitty?
Well, I have been watching a lot of shows lately.
Yeah.
There's not much else to do. I've been watching a lot of content.
Down. What's your go-to? Yeah. What are you binging on? Yeah. Have you got anything?
Well, I started re-watching The West Wing, which is a bit of a tonic at the moment because it makes you go, oh, imagine if we had a president like that.
You mean a so fantasy kind of president nice... written by somebody?
Yeah, exactly, you know, and does all the right things. But there was something in it that really annoyed me that I went, God, I've seen this so many times. In shows, and it's the high class escort, but she's only a high class escort because she's putting herself through law school.
I knew you were going to say that. She's really smart.
What offends you about that?
Oh my God.
Well, I just don't know how else you're supposed to put yourself through law school in America because every time someone's on a show, they're always like cooking on the side in order to put themselves through law school.
They've got some hot lawyers in America.
My biggest question is, though, how do men put themselves through law school?
Kitty, that is the pertinent point here, and I think you've brought up something.
Is your suggestion that it never happens in real life?
I would say no. Probably.
I would say the inference that the girls love doing their job and are doing it and they're really intelligent, which is perceived in purported in these shows.
It's also, I think it's actually quite insulting to the escort service because it's like, it's not enough of a job to just go, oh, well, I quite like doing this job. You have to go, I'm only doing it to put myself
to
through law school.
Well, I tell you what, if you came down to who people trust more, I think they would go with escorts ahead of lawyers. So that's what's got your beef at the moment, is it?
Well, now, of course, I'm looking for other things in shows that I just go, oh, see, that never happens. Like whenever I see someone cooking in the kitchen and dancing as they're stirring the pot, it's like, oh, come on, that doesn't happen. You're focusing. You're trying to follow the recipe. You're going backwards and forwards
100%.
From the fridge to the pot. You're not like going, oh, do you know what? I'm just gonna do a bit of, just a bit of crazy.
It looks
swinging
hot,
of my hips
Kitty?
While I'm stirring. I just don't buy it.
I'm imagining you with the pepper grinder out, grating some cheese and twerking. Is that too much? Do you know what? That'd be a great episode of MasterChef where they have to cook a dish but they have to dance as well.
Yes,
you can
pick
the tunes.
Kitty, I understand
what
you're saying
too. That's a really good signature move.
I've always been bothered by the apartments that struggling cops and detectives live in. That's always bothered me.
Yes, you're right.
Like, well, something really, to look out for. I'm binging a lot, so it's good to know that you're still doing it.
I don't think people drink coffee properly.
Really?
Oh, really? That's interesting.
I think there's no water in those cups because I've studied them and they never swallow.
Yeah, either that or the coffee's just cold all the time.
Well, sometimes they pick up their mobile phones and they're on, but they're not like talking to anybody. You know what I mean?
See, I'm big on that too, yeah. Dave. I want to make sure.
We could be here all day at this rate. We can take calls on this. This is fantastic.
We could take calls on it, Kitty.
I like it a lot. Hey, where's your podcast going? Can I ask you? Do a podcast with Dave O'Neill, who's one of our favourites. What's it called?
The Junkies.
Junkies. And you just talk about junk food and you rate it. Now, he's like the doyen. He's like the Matt Preston of junk food, I reckon, for when it comes to tasting and honouring. What are you bringing to the table?
Oh, well, that was the surprise for Dave, that we did a car trip back from a gig and he was surprised at my extensive knowledge of sweet and salty snacks.
Oh, that'd be like dirty talk today. Like pillow talk.
That's true.
And so you hit it off and what's your biggest surprise so far? What have you learnt?
Well, the biggest surprise came in the chicken chip taste test where we compared brands.
Samboy, it's got to be Samboy.
Well, that's what we say too, Mick, but we haven't been able to find the Samboy chicken chip. I've only just found a place to get some salt and vinegar Samboy chips and some atomic tomato, so they're coming up in a future episode.
I don't want to throw you off course, but I say there's a chicken chip is an oxymoron.
What are you talking about?
What?
Well, there should be no such thing as chicken flavoured chip.
Why?
You don't think there's real chicken?
Really, Jane? You don't like them?
What a snob.
Oh, there's no such, it's not real chicken.
What a snob. What about chicken and a biscuit? Kennedy, wow.
Oh, hang on a minute. So you don't like lolly bananas then either?
I like lolly bananas.
I like real lolly bananas. Tasted like lolly bananas. Yeah. Then I'd eat real bananas.
And I like a black cat.
Kitty Jane does fly to Paris just to have lunch, so we may be on different wavelengths.
I'm very posh.
And can we talk just quickly before we go? Smashing world premiere of your unreleased stand-up special. It's streamed directly to your home. What happens?
I did a tour called Smashing, and we filmed one of the last shows lockdown.
Yep.
When we had an audience and everything, remember the good old days? Mm. And now we're just going to stream that recorded special, and I'll be doing a Q&A afterwards. So if there's anything you don't understand,
so you'll be doing Q&A live.
Ask me a question.
You'll be Q&A live. I'm going to ring in and ask you about chips.
You are so lovely to do that. How do people really
tickets available through
Ticketek? I'm just lonely, Jane. I'm just lonely.
No.
Good on you, Kitty.
Come on, that's so funny. We love you.
Tickets are at Ticketek.
Ticketek done. I'll see you tonight. Bring your A game.
Thanks, guys.
9 o'clock, Channel 10.
Good luck, Kitty.
Have you been paying attention?